time for another PFW issue of the day. Bob Soucy with Andy Hart and Paul Prillo. And guys, the case of Chandler Jones, fifth-year option picked up by the Patriots. Of course, a late season off-the-field issue with Chandler as well. Touted guy, 12 and a half sacks this past season, a Pro Bowl invite. What do the Patriots do with Chandler Jones?
I think he is the most interesting of their young players that are on that, you know, doorstep of a long-term contract because, first of all, you mentioned it, Pro Bowler, 12 and a half sacks, couple double-digit sack seasons, that gets paid in the NFL. You're talking about $70 million type deals with guys with that type of resume, and I just don't see him fitting in with the Patriots' long-term plan. So I think at some point, whether it's this spring or next spring, he is a trade consideration, and you maybe could recoup a first-round pick that you lost this offseason or just add to your allotment of picks moving forward, maybe a franchise tag and then trade. But he's a guy, you look at him, the numbers on paper are great, but when you watch him each week, his stats are heavily weighted towards the first half of the season. Throughout his career, first 8 games, 26 and a half sacks. Last 8 games over 4 years, only 8.5 sacks, or 9.5 sacks, excuse me. But this is a guy that has faded down the stretch for a team that's supposed to play its best in December. I just don't think he fits in long term. I think you look at a trade option whenever you can do it.
Yeah, I love the idea of dealing him now because I think there's some value there. And I know that the late season issue might have decreased that a little bit. And I'm always curious to see what players will bring back in terms of draft picks. I never seem to know exactly what a draft pick is. Where I would have thought, for example, Logan Mankins was worth a lot more than the Patriots got. So I don't know. If you can get a first rounder, I think that's a home run. I think Andy nails it here. I'm sort of intrigued with some young guys. I mean, that leaves Ninkovich and Jabal Sheard to play those edge spots, but I'm really interested in Geno Grissom. Trey Flowers, I thought, flashed a little bit in the preseason before he got hurt. Didn't get to see a lot of him. If the coaches feel those two guys are capable of filling in and contributing on a part-time basis, I think that's a home run. I make this deal in a heartbeat.
And you also have to think about, of course, the economics of it and the value compared to the price. Vinny Curry of Philadelphia seemingly overpaid. Chandler Jones stats much better than him. And who knows what the ceiling will be for a guy like Von Miller if he's not franchised but comes to an agreement with the Broncos. Economics may not play in the favor of Chandler Jones returning to the Patriots. For Paul Perillo and Addie Hart, I'm Bob Soucy.